Are you passionate about Haitian voodoo, its history, and its role in shaping the Haitian culture in the world? Then let us introduce you to COSAMBA, the premier scholarly association dedicated to the study of Haitian voodoo and Pan-African religions. COSAMBA brings together scholars, practitioners, and the broader community to explore the richness of Pan-African traditions. Through research, conferences, and community engagement, COSAMBA keeps the sacred tradition of Haitian voodoo alive while fostering deeper understandings. Whether you're a scholar, a student, or simply someone seeking to learn more about these powerful faith traditions, COSAMBA is your gateway to knowledge and connections. Visit COSAMBA, COSANBA.org to learn more and join the movement.
Want to make a difference in a child's life? The Empowerment Network 10 Global, founded by Dr. Charlene Desir, is transforming communities by providing children with opportunities to learn, grow, and thrive. Through summer camps, leadership programs, and educational support, 10 Global creates safe, nurturing spaces where children can develop confidence, life skills, and a brighter future. Centered in Haitian Vodou cosmology and African spirituality, these programs give kids the tools they need to succeed, whether it's academically, socially, spiritually, or emotionally. But we need your help. By donating, volunteering, or spreading the word, you can help provide scholarships, supplies, and life-changing experiences for these young minds. Visit 10global.org today. That's TENGLOBAL.org. Get involved or get connected. Together, we empower. Together, we rise. Aibo bo. Welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation.
Yeah.
another episode of the Agua Cerito podcast. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife. Today, we are going to honor and love on Mambo Klemezin Kleme, the Loi of Cleaning, Illumination, and Divine Truth in Haitian Vodou. As we begin our conversation about the divine, we would like to center ourselves with breath and prayer. So let's breathe together three times. Inhale grace. And exhale grasping. Inhale light. And exhale stagnation. Inhale divinity. And exhale ego. Allow your breath to align with your heartbeat. Greetings to Almighty God. Thank you for the breath of life. Greetings to the divine saints, spirits, and our collective ancestors of earth, water, fire, and air, in the east, west, north, and south, both known and unknown. Greetings to Mambo Klemezin Kleme. We invite you into this space and ask that you help us all better understand your energy. Greetings to you, our esteemed listeners. We ask that whatever you need from this episode be met, the guidance shared in this episode be understood, and that any lessons that need to be learned be learned. Aibobo, agoago, bo, rababa, asao, alaso, aosherago, jabodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa, sen, bo. Welcome back to another episode of the Agua Cerito podcast show. If you've been on the journey with us, thank you so much for tuning in again. I truly appreciate you being part of our digital laku. And if you're new to the show, welcome and a big aibobo to you. I'm your host, Professor Konekife, and this show is all about one thing: deconstructing, demystifying, and decolonizing Haitian Vodou. Every Wednesday, I share information to educate, empower, and enlighten our listeners on the beautiful practices of Haitian Vodou. In this show, we focus on how Vodou is not just a religion. It's not just a form of spirituality. It is an embodied way of living. We are currently in season two of the podcast, and season two is all about loving on the Lois. Most of the episodes this season focus on a different loi from the Vodou pantheon. Today's episode is episode 41, which is a conversation honoring and loving on Mambo Klemezin Kleme. Before we begin, I'd love for you to hit that follow subscribe button so you never miss an update. If you're enjoying what you hear, leaving a quick rating or a quick review is one of the best ways to support the show. And of course, feel free to share this episode with a friend you'd think who would enjoy it as well. Since we have listeners in our digital laku all across the world, every week I shout out a particular location where our listeners are located. This week, I want to send a big aibobo, a big shout out to all of our listeners in Ireland. Ireland, aibobo, 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 aibobo to you. Let's kick off with our segment, Power Pouvoir of the Week. Power Pouvoir in English means words of power. Each week, we unpack a powerful Creole word rooted in Haitian Vodou, exploring the spiritual wisdom it carries. This week's Power Pouvoir is actually going to be two words. It's going to be one Creole word, and it's actually going to be an important spiritual concept. So the Papuwa word of the week today is limination, and the concept that we are going to discuss are the clairs, and both of which are fitting terminology for today's episode when we talk about Mambo Clemé Zin Clemé. Both of these are really fitting with the word limination. A limination in Haitian Vodou is a ritual specifically designed to bring clarity or to bring light to a particular situation that's happening in your waking life. The way a limination is constructed really depends on the individual. It can depend on the specific need for that limination ritual. It can depend also on the lineage. Liminations can be done with something as simple as a candle. It can be done with what we call a lump, a lamp, which is usually some sort of oil mixture that's dipped into a cotton wick. It can also be done with what we call a plait mèche. So a mesh is like handmade cotton wicks that's dipped in oil. That's a little different from a lump. And we'll talk about these in the future episodes, listeners. A limination can also be done with a bougie. It can also be done with what's called a tête guidap. So it really depends on the individual, the lineage, and a specific need. And depending on that specific need, liminations can be done for once, let's say a one-time thing. They can be done for multiple days, and they're typically done with petitions and prayers. A liminación can be done by a Vodou practitioner, let's say a Vodouisa. It can also be done by a priestess or a priest on behalf of an individual. Liminaciones can be done by one person. You'll sometimes see that liminaciones are done with an entire family, let's just say, or sometimes with an entire community. Again, it really depends on the specific purpose. But really the point of that limination, as mentioned, is to bring clarity and light to a situation. And it's a way of asking the spirits to essentially illuminate the way, illuminate the path for whatever may right now, for someone's waking life may feel confusing, if they feel blocked or they feel uncertain. So the limination, during the limination like ritual, the goal isn't just to get answers. It's to really be able to clear the fog around a particular issue so you can not only get an answer, but you can see actually what's going on and understand the best path forward. It's a way where the laws can shine insight into a particular problem, reveal maybe some hidden factors, some hidden root causes to that specific problem, and help a person, a family, a community to be able to regain direction towards advancing forward, towards progressing forward. And in other words, like a limination is really where the spirits and the laws can help you clear your mind, help clear a situation, and help clear stagnation out of a particular situation. Now, if we talk about the clairs, I mentioned the clairs as one of the Papuwa that we wanted to talk about for this week. And when I mention the clairs, it's kind of like a nickname, so to speak, but usually when we think about the clairs, they're referring to different ways that individuals have intuition or psychic insight. And they usually tap into that intuition with one of the five bodily senses that they particularly have. And we find that children and devotees of Mambo Clemé Zin Clemé are strong seers. They're typically strong seers, which when we say a seer, this is typically a person that just naturally carries a strong gift of spiritual sight. Now, keep in mind, listeners, that any human being has a birthright to develop the clair abilities. However, some people are naturally more attuned than others. Again, this is depending on their bloodline, depending on their lineage, and the spiritual gifts that lineage carries. And spiritual sight gifts, even though it's sometimes the word is a seer, meaning like someone who can like see with their eyes, the clairs actually come in different bodily expressions, hence the concept. So you'll see that individuals that have the clairs, they're described as really different sensory modalities to which a person can use different parts of their bodies to spiritually see. So I'll just give I'll go into some of the specific clairs just to give some specific context. So one of the first clairs, and this is the most common that you'll hear, listeners, is that the gift of clairvoyance. And so when we say the gift of clairvoyance, that's essentially the ability to receive intuitive information from the spiritual realm through mental images or symbols. So it's really being able to see, kind of getting a visual snapshot in your mind's eye. And some people have clairvoyance when they're awake, and some people have clairvoyance when they're sleeping. And then you have others that may have the gift of clairvoyance both when they're awake in their waking life, but also when they're sleeping, when they're in the astral realm. So that's one example. And again, it's usually the most common, and hence the term seer. There's also what's called clairaudience. And so clairaudience is the ability to spiritually see through sound. And usually when it's seen through sound, usually individuals may sometimes hear, like an inner voice speaking to them. They may sometimes just see they hear words pop up in their mind. They sometimes may hear the lyrics to a song. An individual that's clairaudient, sometimes they'll hear lyrics to a song. And when that happens, they typically kind of listen to the specific lyrics to understand like what's the message that's being provided. And sometimes individuals that are clairaudient will not only hear like the inner voice, but they'll hear certain tones to understand the emotion of the message that they are interpreting that offer spiritual guidance. Again, an individual that is clairaudient, they can be clairaudient like in their waking life, so they can just be walking and hear something, or it can be when they're sleeping or about to fall asleep. Sometimes people's clairaudience gifts, they will kind of awaken during their sleep state. There's also what's called clairsentience. And so clairsentience is the ability to spiritually see through feelings. So this is where like sometimes people talk about like they get a chill in their body when someone says something. They pick up certain energies. They can be very empathic. They can pick up the emotions of others. So even if the person doesn't say anything, they can sense essentially what that person is feeling or what they're thinking about. And it's really that person's ability with feelings to spiritually see that gives them a sense of what's going on in a particular situation. Then you have what's called claircognizance. Now, claircognizance is the ability to spiritually see through a sudden urge of knowing of information. Sometimes listeners, you'll hear people say, oh yeah, I got a download. That concept of like a person spiritually just being able to get some sort of flash of insight without really knowing how they got it, but they just kind of, it's like a knowing that they receive and some sort of flash of insight. Again, people sometimes use the word download, but it's the ability to just kind of just know things. And sometimes that comes over time. Sometimes that comes in an instant, in a specific moment where that person needs a specific type of spiritual guidance. There's also clairalience, and clairalience is the ability to smell, spiritually see through smell. And we call that intuitive smelling. So they'll smell something and they can automatically pick up a lot of insight about what they're specifically smelling. There's also clairgustance. So clairgustance is the ability to taste something and automatically understand its history, have information, be able to, again, spiritually see through taste. And then the last clair is clairtangency. And clairtangency is the ability to touch items and through touching objects or items, being able to spiritually see, being able to understand its background, maybe being able to see a specific insight or a flash of something in the past or something that's happening presently or in the future. These are amazing spiritual gifts of sight. And you'll sometimes find, listeners, that some individuals have one strong clair gift. So someone, for example, may have a very strong clairvoyance gift. You'll find sometimes people have a combination of gifts of clairs. So you sometimes individuals, and these are just examples, someone can be both claircognizant as well as clairaudient, for example, where they can spiritually see through sound as well as that sudden knowing. And then you'll have others that are gifted and attuned across all of the clair modalities. So you'll have certain individuals, again, because of their empathetic sensitivities or spiritual sensitivities, they can see, they can touch, they can smell, they can hear, they can have that sense of knowing, and they use all these different clair gifts as a means for them to get guidance not only for their lives but the lives of those around them. Do you have a Vodou word that you would like to learn more about? Email us at aguacerito@gmail.com and we'll feature it in an upcoming episode. So what's on the agenda for today? So today we're going to start the conversation by providing you with the importance of light and clarity in Vodou, and then take a moment to acknowledge some of the other laws that offer clarity, insight, and illumination into Haitian Vodou. So I'd be remiss to do an episode talking about illumination, light, and clarity and not reference some of the other many amazing laws that also offer this as well for people's journeys. Well, then to take some time, we're going to discuss Mambo Clemezin Cleme. We're going to discuss her energetic signature and give you just a little bit more information about her. And then we'll take some time to discuss comparable deities to Mambo Clemezin Cleme across world religions. We'll wrap up today's conversation and share what does it mean to see Clemezin Cleme's energy surface in your life. With that, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and begin the conversation about light, clarity, and the laws of illumination in Haitian Vodou. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Have a question, comment, or feedback? Feel free to send us an email at aguacerito@gmail.com. That's aguacerito@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.aguacerito.com for more information about past episodes, show notes, and more. Illumination and light are powerful symbols because they speak to something much older than Haiti itself. They reach back into West and Central African ways of understanding the world. So when we think about illumination and light, this dates back to not only Haitian voodoo cosmology, but actually African cosmology. In many African cosmologies, many African epistemologies, light represents awareness. It represents the ability to see the truth of a situation. I also want to kind of decolonize the idea of like light and dark. And within the Western imagination, darkness is sometimes considered evil. But actually, and then from an African cosmology perspective, it's actually considered the place of the unknown. Darkness is considered what's hidden, what's unformed. And so when you put light is actually what helps you navigate life with clarity, purpose, and balance. And life is essentially the beginning of creation. So darkness and light actually work together as kind of dual energies, essentially. So in this aspect, darkness is not evil. It's not considered bad. It's just, again, it's a place of kind of, when you think about anything that is growing, listeners, usually growth happens in the dark. And when you think about kind of things that are unformed, it's in the dark. And then when there's light placed into it, light is really kind of the creation energy to begin to reveal what may have been growing, what may have been hidden, what may have been below the surface. So when we think about this idea about illumination means that confusion has been lifted, obstacles is cleared, and it provides a deeper meaning behind events, behind situations that may be happening. You know, sometimes you'll hear people say, may all that is in the dark come to light. You'll hear people say that sometimes in prayers, because illumination is also tied to healing. It's tied to protection. So when the spirits bring light, they're essentially exposing what may have been harmful, what may have maybe been dishonest, may have been chaotic, and allowing, you know, kind of healing and protection to essentially take shape. And so within voodoo, when we think about voodoo cosmology, voodoo theology, illumination is all about knowledge. It's about insight. It's about clearing spiritual fog. And it's the moment when things become visible and you have clarity. Think about it. Clarity is power. Clarity allows you to move forward with confidence. It allows you to have better understanding of a particular situation, a particular spiritual insight. And it allows you to really have that sense of self-agency, that sense of self-empowerment. So, you know, if you're new to voodoo, you know, it's an important guiding principle to keep in mind and never forget, this idea of illumination. And it kind of takes me back to when I think about life, right? Life is a series of moments that we, you know, as we take each step, right? Every step we take, we go from being in the dark and the formless to actually going into light and creation. So you'll see, kind of like if you see like a car that's driving like in a foggy area with its headlights on, you could only see what's immediately in front of you. As you can continue to go, you start to see more clearly. You start to, you know, with every kind of movement you take, whether it's, again, within a car, even in if you're walking and you're walking with a flashlight, same thing. Illumination would be the tool of the flashlight that's helping you see in the dark on every step that you take. And it's a reminder. It's a reminder, listeners, that we are literally co-creating our reality with the divine. With every next moment, with every next word we speak out of our mouths, with every breath we take, Aibobo. Everything in life starts with light. And in voodoo, This means that lighting the path for our mission, lighting the path of our journey, and lighting the next steps in our lives. And the more that we understand this concept, and the more that we ritualize light, the more that we ritualize illumination into our spiritual practices as Vodouisans, the more we bring light into our lives, the more that it strengthens the work we're doing, the more that it elevates ourselves, it elevates our ancestors, light allows us to harmonize and connect with our laws. So the more that we illuminate our own life's path and our life's journey, the more our path creates clarity. And with clarity comes knowledge. With knowledge comes power. Aye, Bobo. So before we jump into discussing Mambo Clem and Zin Clemé, I want to take a moment to acknowledge that in Haitian Vodou, similar to the energy of love, like we talked about in our past episode, episode 40, where we spent time talking about the fact that all laws love and protect, and there's a specific nuance that the Ezuli escort is love in and of itself. That same essential concept is found when we think about Mambo Clem and Zin Clemé. So in that context, all laws bring clarity and illumination to their devotees. However, they typically have that illumination and clarity. It is typically expressed through their specific energetic signature. Whereas Mambo Clem and Zin Clemé, she is the representation of clarity and illumination. And so I'll just give some examples. So like, for example, like Papa Legba. Papa Legba opens the door, opens the roads, opens the gates, and he helps messages make more sense. So when he clears the path, when you ask, Papa Legba to light the way, that light naturally follows and the next steps become visible on your journey. Because again, his the work and his energetic signature is all about clearing your path and giving you access to the spiritual realm. Another example, let's think about La Sirène, the water mermaid. So La Sirène, if you ask her to light the way, her insights may come about through dreams. She may help strengthen your intuition, your intuitive gifts. She may help you be able to reconnect with inner knowing and helping you hear the truth beneath the surface. And so each law kind of has the way that they specifically illuminate your path based on their energetic signature. Another one I'll mention is, like, I think about Ogu. Ogu, so like, specifically like Ogu Badagri, Ogu Balenjo, if you ask them to illuminate your path, they help you sharpen your mind. They actually are very strategic. You know, they're very strategic laws. So they will bring clarity on what's the right move, you know, helping create like that sudden awareness on maybe what's the right move for a specific decision, a specific point in your life. Even the Gede laws, even though they're known for like humor and they're known for like the afterlife, they actually sometimes bring blunt truth to the surface. And the Gede laws help expose lies and they help expose illusions. On the Petwa side, illumination looks different. So if we think about, you know, a lot of the laws I just mentioned, they have like maybe like a softer kind of light or illumination and how they do it. But Petwa laws, just as their energetic signature, their illumination is intense. Their illumination is real, is visceral. So sometimes they'll show truth and they'll give sudden flashes of information and they give it to you raw, right? So when I think about like Ezuli Danta, I think about Tijan, they sometimes will expose hard truths and they're coming quick. They're coming at you quick. Again, all of these different laws, whether it's on the Gara side, it's on the Petwa side, they all provide certain elements of illumination, but they provide it based on their energetic signature. So it's really important to understand that specific perspective. We are going to take another break. We'll come back and begin our conversation about Mumbo Clemezine Cleme.
Clemezino, you do my onga. You do my onga, Cleme, pito kano tire. Clemezino, you do my onga. Paso ba my onga, Cleme, pito kano tire. Clemezino, you do my onga. You do my onga, Cleme, pito kano tire. Clemezino, yo do my onga, paso ba my onga, Clemen, bito kan otire.
Who is Mumbo Clemezine Cleme? Some people may have not heard of the law, Mumbo Clemezine Cleme, or if they've heard about her, maybe they don't know much about her energy. And that is exactly why, listeners, I felt called to do a specific episode about her. And with the energetic signature that Mumbo Clemezine Cleme represents, I feel that, you know, honestly, I feel that her presence is needed more than ever before in our lifetime. There's just so much that's happening that we don't know in life and in our spiritual journeys that it's important that we can recognize that the more we learn, the more insights that we're able to gather in our lives. And I find that as I've been continuing to learn on my journey, I play this, you know, I'm both a teacher, but I'm also a student. And I realize the more that I learn is to also acknowledge the more that I need to learn, the more that I need to uncover. And as I thought about, you know, Mumbo Clemezine Cleme, I feel that her energy is sorely, sorely needed, specifically in the voodoo community. Given the state of the world, given the state of Haiti as a country, we think about the Haitian people, we think about Haitian family lineages, the current state of Haitian voodoo. So much spiritual harm has been done that's shaken the very ancestral core of many lineages in Haiti. And honestly, illumination on a massive scale is really needed. Illumination, divine truth, clarity is sorely, sorely needed across the entire country, across all lineages in Haiti, in order to move forward and to create a strong path. There's a lot of things that are hidden that need to come to the surface. There's a lot of things that's been buried, that's been suppressed. There's a lot of things that's been purposefully, intentionally manipulated. A lot of things that's been harmed. A lot of people that's been tricked. There's just been so much that's happened that we need Mumbo Clemezine Cleme. We need a major reset. And that major reset starts with divine truth. That major reset also needs to be paired with a major spiritual cleansing in order for us as a collective to remove what no longer serves us individually, what no longer serves us as a community, what no longer serves us as a nation. Asao. We all need to awaken, to have clarity in our lives, to illuminate our paths so that we can make life-defining decisions that will chart a positive trajectory for many future generations to come. And remember, Vodouisa, any Vodouisas and any listeners, that within Haitian Vodou, when we light our path, when we have clarity in our lives, when we are operating from the space of divine truth, we not only heal ourselves, we heal seven generations back, and we heal seven generations forward. So this is soul work. When we are in a space where we can have that sense of clarity and that illumination and that light,
and understand and be able to come to grips with the hard truths of our lives and of our lineages. It gives us clarity like no other. It gives us the much, much needed healing, not like no other. And so for these very reasons, I invite you, if you are new to Vodou, if you are a Vodouisa and maybe you've not heard of Mambo Kleme Zinkleme, I invite you to get to know her in today's episode. Asao, asao. So who is Mambo Kleme? So Mambo Kleme Zinkleme is a Gadaloa, which means that she comes from the cool ancestral side of the Vodou pantheon. Her origins are actually rooted in north of Haiti. Even though she's rooted and she's considered a Loa that's in the north of Haiti, her presence has spread throughout the country. Even again, her origins are from the north, but she is served not only all over Haiti, but worldwide as well. She's considered a water spirit, and many describe her as living beneath the water or traveling on Agwe's ship as part of the spiritual court of the aquatic spirits. In some lineages, many individuals see her as a spirit that walks with Ezeli Frida and carries a connection to the moon and psychic insight. And so again, depending on what lineage that you're thinking about or you're coming from, she has a lot of different expressions. So like I said, some people see her as a water spirit, sometimes considered like almost like mermaid-like. Others see her as part of Ezeli Frida's spiritual court. Others may see her as actually being two different laws. So even though she has a name Kleme Zinkleme, some lineages see her as two laws, one called Kleme Zin, the other called Kleme. And in other lineages, they see Kleme is actually the name of her husband. That's called the General Kleme. And in other lineages, she is considered one of the parents of the Magasa, and she, alongside with Saint Nicola or Papa Magasa, she's sometimes considered one of the Magasa's parents. So she shows up in a lot of different iterations in different parts of the country, and it's really interesting that regardless of what her origin story, what her association is, she definitely consistently shows up as a feminine energy. She shows up as being really refined, being really quiet, but also being tied to clarity and vision. So again, she may have these different expressions of like her origin and what she's connected to spiritually, but she's always at the end of the day tied to clarity, tied to illumination, tied to vision. You'll also see that she has some other energetic signatures, which we'll go to in a moment. She has a nickname of also being known as Maîtresse Rêve. And Maîtresse Rêve in Creole means mistress of dreams. So she, you know, Mambo Kleme Zinkleme is sometimes considered the guardian of dreams. She's seen as the guardian of intuition, the guardian of the clairs, essentially, the clairvoyance. As I've mentioned, many of Kleme Zinkleme's children, the ones that walk close to her, they are usually very strong seers. They usually have really attuned spiritual gifts of the clairs, whether that's clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, etc., etc. And usually Kleme Zinkleme's children, you'll know them because they have what's called a je, right? The eye, as in Creole, as we say, because usually Kleme Zinkleme's children are the ones that's in a family or community that's tasked with giving people in their lives important messages from dreams. So if you ever think about, maybe you had an aunt or an uncle or a brother or a sister that was always constantly calling you and telling you like, hey, you know, I had a dream message for you, and da 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 da. If you have that person in your family, because every family, particularly especially in Haitian families, in the Haitian culture, every family has that. They have like the grandmother, the aunt, the uncle, the brother, sister, the cousin that's always dreaming for the family or always dreaming for the community. Usually when you have someone that's constantly giving you or others around you dreams, there's a strong likelihood that they are considered Mambo Kleme Zinkleme's children. Momo Clemens Inclemé is known for bringing clarity in confusing moments, especially when decisions need to be made. Many diviners, specifically in Haiti, may also use her because she is not only linked to clairvoyance, she's also linked to divination because she does have the gift of spiritual sight. And she sometimes, you'll see many Wungas and Mumbos, priests and priestesses lean onto her for her gift of sight when they're working with clients. Momo Clemens Inclemé is often represented with the image of Saint Clair. And people, again, use connect her to not only Saint Clair, but they also connect her to the moonlight, connecting her to moon energy and specifically psychic gifts. What's also really fascinating, listeners, is that Momo Clemens Inclemé is what I would call a spiritual tactician. She has rank, she has skill, and she has authority. And she is a quiet, what I call a potomita, or we would sometimes maybe use the word mapu. So she's a mapu, you know, in the Vodou pantheon, because she is a very strong, and she has, you know, really, really amazing skills. And one of her strongest symbols is actually the broom. So sometimes you'll see that in some lineages, they will have a broom that they have in a space that has like scarves kind of tied around it. You'll sometimes see a lot of colorful scarves tied around it. So she's very, you know, she's very specific about how she wants to be served. So listeners, if you are new to Vodou, make sure to follow again the instructions of your lineage and your house on how to serve Momo Clemens Inclemé. Because as you can see, I just mentioned a lot of different lineages see her in different ways. You know, they kind of see her and associate her to different laws. And so there's a lot of different ways that she's seeing. So in some lineages, she may use the broom, and in other lineages, she may not. So it's really important. She's one of those laws, again, because she's so regionally based, to make sure that you're serving her correctly. But when she is in ceremony, when she mounts a particular individual, she may be handed a broom. And when she's handed a broom, she starts to kind of sweep the area. And when she starts to do that, she's essentially spiritually clearing the way. She is invoked sometimes to clear away negative energy, to clear away any harmful maleficent magic, to clear away any stagnant heavy energy. So a big part of her reputation is that she clears the air, she clears the path, she clears the head, right? And she lights the way, she illuminates people's path. So very, very powerful. As I mentioned, I call her a spiritual tactician, Asao. She's also closely tied, interestingly enough, in some lineages to music. So in some lineages, she's tied to the arts, she's tied to dancing, she's tied to movement. In some lineages, people see her as like what we call the master agenico, because she may be the one that brings songs into the peristyle. She's the one that's bringing new songs into the peristyle for people to learn new songs, new Vodou songs. That's also a particular energetic signature that in some lineages she carries. People describe her as sometimes being full of mystery, because again, you don't hear much about her, but when she comes, she's coming to work. So whether it's illuminating the path, it's clearing the way with her broom, or it's bringing new songs, bringing new movement, she comes with a purpose. What's also interesting, listeners, is that actually Momo Clemens Inclemé is also sometimes associated to initiatory work. In some lineages, she is said to have created the first collier. And the collier is usually a bead series that individuals that are initiating that they wear. So she is sometimes associated with that as well. And in other lineages, she is also considered a tohosu. So when we think about a tohosu is a specific type of spirit that has a connection back to Diome and is part of the royal aquatic family of spirits. So in some instances, she's not just a spirit from the north of Haiti. In other iterations of her origins, individual lineages also see her and bring her associate her as a Tohosu from the kingdom of Diomed, which speaks to potential royal lineage. So with that, we are going to take another break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about comparable deities to Mumbo Clemé Zinclemé across world religion, and also talk about what does it mean to see Mumbo Clemé Zinclemé surface in your life.
Asao!
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 Meti munde ya. Male la plenty no Clemé Zin Mumbo lebe pio.
Of deities that are similar to Mumbo Clemé Zinclemé in that they are either water spirits, they are water spirits of illumination, they are feminine energies focused on clarity, focused on cleansing, focused on intuition or creativity. We'll name a couple of them that we've come across. So first we'll start with on the African continent, both Yemaja as well as Mamiwata, these are both water spirits. Yemaja is an Orisha that is connected to motherhood, cleansing, and emotional clarity. So she brings kind of healing and guidance in times of confusion, similar to Mumbo Clemé Zinclemé. Then you have Mamiwata. Mamiwata brings cleansing, spiritual gifts, and heightened intuition. Similar energies. And sometimes Mamiwata as well as Yemaja is also connected to Lasila. And so we see this, you know, this, we see kind of these concentric circles with the aquatic spirits with Mumbo Clemé Zinclemé as well. If we switch gears and we look at the Hindu tradition, Saraswati is the goddess of wisdom, learning, music, divine truth, and clarity of mind, which is, again, similar to Clemezin energetic signature. If we switch gears again, if we look at the Buddhist tradition, so Kanyen or Gunyen is a bodhisattva that is of compassion, mercy, and healing, often associated with water symbolism, helping people find clarity and peace. And then if we switch gears to the Shinto religion of Japan, you have Amaterasu. So Amaterasu is a sun goddess that brings light back into the world, that embodies revelation, illumination, and clearing of darkness. So again, these different specific energies are very similar to Mambo, Clemezin, Cleme. So what does it mean to see Mambo, Clemezin, Cleme surface in your life? There's some specific signs. They're going to be subtle. They're subtle signs, but these may be signs that she is surfacing in your life. Sometimes people will have, maybe they will feel a push towards clarity. They'll feel like all of a sudden something that was very foggy in their lives, all of a sudden the fog lifts and they're able to see, you know, everything for what it is. That can sometimes be a nod of Mambo Clemezin. That can also be a nod of other laws. I mentioned a number of different laws that are focused on illumination, but it can also be from Mambo Clemezin Cleme. Another sign or a way that maybe she's surfacing is that you may see, like in dreams, you see individuals coming to bring you light. You see aspects of life, light in certain dreams. You may sometimes see an individual, maybe a woman that's like has a broom and she's sweeping everywhere. That's another sign of a particular see her energetic signature. You may be called to sweep. If you have a craving all of a sudden to start to declutter, to start to put things in order, that also may be akin to her energetic signature. Maybe you have a burst of some sort of inspiration, some sort of insight that you didn't have before. You know, so these are all kind of different examples of how she may be coming in your life. You may also find that when she is nearby, if you have maybe any of the clear gifts, they may sharpen. So for example, you may all of a sudden you start to be more clairaudient, that gift sharpens in some way, or claircognizance or clairvoyance. So sometimes you'll see that your spiritual gifts sharpen in certain ways, and that may be a sign of her energetic signature nearby. But regardless of how it manifests, seeing Mambo Clemezin Cleme surface in your life usually means that there's cleansing, there's clarity, there's something that you need to know. We sometimes see Mambo Clemezin Cleme, let's say in a dream, people have common dreams of like seeing themselves in school, seeing themselves in a classroom. That's sometimes a dream, you know, meaning sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes the symbolism there is that there's something you need to know. That also may be connected to Mambo Clemezin Cleme. She shows up when something in your world needs to be, let's say, spiritually cleansed, whether that's confusion, whether that's heaviness in your spirit, or there's a situation that's just unclear. Her presence often signals it's time to slow down, look closely, and let the truth rise, right? Let the truth go from the dark into the light. So when she appears, it's usually an invitation to clear your path. It's an invitation for you to trust your intuition to help you make decisions from a grounded place. And usually when she appears, things shift, the energy shifts, and sometimes you find out, you know, truths that may have been holding you back, or flashes of insights that's going to be, you know, life-defining opportunities for you to continue on your journey. If you are Haitian, you have of Haitian descent, and you are listening to this episode, I invite you to consider, actually in honor of the energy of Clemezin Cleme, I invite you to consider actually buying a special broom. So having a specific broom that you use, you bring it out once a year and you use it to sweep your entire house. And so you would start with the end, you know, the back of your house, and pretty much sweep and towards the front, and you would be sweeping out all negative energy and sweeping it out the front door. That is a very simple, I'd call that a ritual, right? A very simple ritual that speaks to the Clemezine Cleme energy. And it is a very symbolic symbol in terms of having a chance before the beginning of the new year, you know, getting rid of old stagnant energy, getting rid of, you know, any specific energies that no longer serve you, that may be, you know, has taken residence, so to speak, in some part of your house. So again, have a broom. I'll repeat it again. Have a broom, a special broom that you bring out once a year. And the sole job of that broom is to sweep and remove all negative energy, all stagnant energy from the back of the house to the front of the house. And use that as an opportunity to also, just as you're doing this sweeping, you know, speaking all the things you want to, you know, kind of remove, you want to kind of move on, you know, from your life. Ay bobo. I typically do not provide rituals or any sort of specifics such as that. I did, though, in honor of Clemezine Cleme and all of her wonderful energy, I felt called to share that specific ritual with you all. To our dearest Mumbo Clemezine Cleme, we love you. We honor you today. Thank you so much for cleansing our auras, for cleansing our homes, for continuing to look out for us and helping us tap into our spiritual gifts. Thank you so much, Mumbo Clemezine Cleme, for giving us the mental clarity to uncover and understand hidden secrets within our lives. Thank you, Mumbo Clemezine Cleme, for dissolving manipulation, restoring transparency, and guiding us to the inner light of our lives. Ayi bobo, asao, ayi bobo. With that, we are going to close out in prayer. Thank you to Almighty Creator, source of all life and breath. Thank you to all the divine saints, spirits, ancestors, and protectors, both known and unknown, who have joined us in the sacred gathering. May your presence continue to guide us as we move forward. We affirm that all that is needed has been received, all that is to be learned will unfold, and all that is to be shared will bear fruit in time. We're going to close out today with a beautiful song by Mumbo Wina called Clemezine. We hope you enjoy it as much as we do. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for spending time with us in our digital laku. Make sure to follow or subscribe so you never miss an update. Have a question, thoughts, or comments about today's episode? Email us at aguacerito@gmail.com. And don't forget to share this episode with the first person that comes to mind who might need to hear this message as well. Join us next time as we honor and love on Papa Simbi, the escort Simbi laws of magic and communication. We're also in our next episode, take some time and talk about Simbi Makaya and the significance of the Makaya season at this time of the year. It's actually going to be our last episode of the year. And so I'm really, really excited to have this conversation. I'm so thrilled. I can't wait. We'll talk more in next week. So I look forward to talking more about our upcoming anniversary. Until then, keep learning, growing, and pushing forward on your journey. Ayi bobo, ago ago, bo la baba, asao, alaso, aoshenago, Javodo afutai bilolo swakongo kwa sen bo. Thank you for tuning into the Agua Cerito podcast show. Bo.
Swa glemezino, belle femme, limye ak patience. Matin ou dormi, nan nuit ou aveye.
Joining us on the Aguacerito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits, and remember, the Aguacerito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.